This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The conversational hits of the day, Thursday, the 13th of June. The Ides, no, what, Saturday would be the Ides, right? The 15th of the month. I won't be able to tell you, Jennifer, we're halfway through the month of June. Getting there, though, very pleasant experience. All the pleasant conversation and the stuff that's in Ichiku Park also on DJV's schedule today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen from the Ichiku Park. A couple of quickies, the David Ortiz situation. How's that? Is that a good word for it? The situation? The fellow who tried to kill David Ortiz was paid 400,000 pesos, which is the equivalent of $8,000. And so for his trouble, he gets arrested, he gets beat up, and his name is Eddie Vladimir Feliz Garcia.
Well, they've arrested six different people at this point, haven't they?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, the man who fired the bullet was Eddie Vladimir Feliz Garcia, it would seem. So anyway, but is there an answer to why the mastermind is still on the loose? They're interrogating more people, deepening the investigation, whether they get to the truth, whether they're capable of doing it down in the Dominican Republic remains to be seen. Nobody involved in this episode will escape justice, says the chief prosecutor. Okay. So,
it's just a miracle that Big Poppy's alive.
I know.
Yeah. When you think about, like, now there are so many people involved, and the close range of the shooting, someone was looking out for him that day.
He's lucky.
Yeah. Ralphie Ferreira Cruz. I'm just looking at some of these names. Oliver Moises Mirabla. Let's see here. Ramon Martinez, Joel Rodriguez, De La Cruz, Reynaldo Venezuela or Valenzuela. Anyway, so they all had a hand in it for one reason or another. You know, in things like that, circumstances like that, in places like that, they would all want to tell the story were they to have been successful and gotten away with it. That is, not getting caught. They would have been able to brag about having been involved, whether they were really involved or whether they were just there.
The buried lead for me is that the poverty in Dominican Republic must be so great that someone would take $7,000 to take a man's life.
That's
not a lot of money. Believe mm-hmm. me, I'd love $7,000, but it's not enough to take someone's life. That's not the money that we hear about here. When someone orders a hit here, it's $500,000. It's $1 million. It's these high dollar amounts because, well, quite frankly, life is just maybe worth more here. $7,000 in the Dominican Republic?
Well, not to take away from him, but did you guys also hear the other weird story from the Dominican Republic? I know we talk about Shark Tank a lot, that Barbara Corcoran's brother was found dead in a hotel room at the end of April.
No, didn't
and
hear that.
And he was told it was a heart attack. We know that a couple other people who died, they also said it was a heart attack, which it obviously wasn't. So I don't know if there was any kind of foul play here with, you know, bad liquor or something else, but I would definitely look into it. It just seems like everybody who is American who is there is dying.
That makes him the 73rd person to die in the DR in the last 3 years.
That we know about.
And the government.
The 73rd American. That's insane.
Why would he even go there?
Well, and the other thing is that they're trying, so it's all being called heart problems and this and that, which is why a lot of families aren't questioning this stuff until right now when all of these stories are coming out. But they're saying, and no one knows exactly what's causing this, but one of the theories is that it's linked to the mini bar, which has these, you know, these big bottles of alcohol that are open, and that perhaps maybe they're refilling with bootleg liquor, or maybe someone's poisoning these bottles. But I've been to places like the Dominican Republic, and I don't think that I would drink from an open bottle in the minibar.
Never.
Would you guys do that?
Never.
That just sounds so weird and so silly. I can't, I don't see myself doing that. I can't imagine what these guys were thinking. Ugh.
What is the president thinking, Jennifer? Asserting executive privilege over documents that were subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. Lawmakers looking into how and why the administration decided to add a citizenship question to the census. Motivation of this move became clear when tens of thousands of files belonging to Thomas Hofeller, is that his name? Who's Hofeller?
Sure.
Who is this? Who is this guy? Hofeller?
Yeah.
He was referred to by many as a gerrymandering mastermind. Now the administration doesn't want these emails to fall into the hands of Congress. So what are we into here? We got another scandal.
Well, I don't know that there's a I don't know that there's a scandal. They wanted to, Wilbur Ross. Maybe there is. I don't know. If there is, we should find out, I guess. But at the bottom of this is what's right to do with the census. And I believe that it is right to ask people if they are citizens or not on the census, because that's how we draw districts. It's not gerrymandering. That's actually honest reporting. It's also how we send out funding, federal and state funding, based on how many citizens are in the area. The fact that people are taking issue with asking one of the most basic questions boggles my mind. So the reason President Trump had to use executive privilege is because the House Oversight Committee, doing all of the great work for the American people, are now trying to subpoena the Attorney General again, and not only him, but the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. So to avoid the subpoena and provide them with protection, he issues the executive privilege. He's not really getting anything from it. It's to help protect them legally when the House goes after them in court. So that's why the president has asserted that again, because it's this battle between Trump and the Democrats in Congress who are doing all this oversight.
If that goes through for the 2020 census, that can change how districts are drawn. And so
it should.
Well,
it's always been used for that. That's what happened.
Yeah, and it's
right.
Absolutely, we shouldn't draw a district based on the people who can't vote in the district. We draw districts based on the amount of voters in the district. So I think
I think there's some smoke to this. I think it seems a little odd that he would go to that lengths. I think there's
going
to be more that comes out.
But
what is he trying to cover? I guess would be the question. What would be the cover up?
That's what I'd like to know. It seems a little extreme that he would take control, executive privilege over that.
But it's a legal function.
I think a lot of people want to know more.
Isn't it extreme?
The legal function with the threat of the subpoena.
Isn't it extreme to have all these people coming into this country and going to various places and illegitimately voting? There is an extreme, the whole business of the political side of the adventure that these people are having, coming from Central America, walking through Mexico, expecting to get into this country for whatever reason. Some of them are really good reasons, some of them really bad reasons, but they affect the voting in this country. And it's not a secret. Democrats like these people because most of them vote in the Democratic Party or for members of the Democratic Party. And it's kind of disingenuous, if that's the right word, for me anyway, to look at this thing and see what happens as these districts change. Are the Republicans guilty of doing the same sort of thing where they can take the advantage? Of course they are. They both are. And that's part of the malaise of our governmental system. It's part of the sticky wicket. It's part of the problem. It isn't perfect, but each side sees an ability to get an advantage, to gain from these sorts of things, and they do.
But more than a political advantage, let's just talk about what's right and wrong for a second. Is it right or wrong to ask somebody where they come, or if they're a legal citizen? I think that's an okay question to ask. I don't think it's mean-spirited. I don't think it's meant to scare people. It's not meant to deport. It's meant to actually find out the facts about who's here and in what category. Are they here legally? Are they here illegally? Do we need to make plans for more people? I mean, part of what my mom will tell you about, and she has nothing, we never vote the same on anything, is that in the schools are being overrun by people because a lot of illegals are registering their kids, and then her environment in her classroom, she had people sitting on the floor, she wouldn't have enough supplies for them, and that's because the schools were not prepared for the influx of illegal immigrants and their children that would be pushed in the classroom. So why wouldn't we want an accurate account? It's like getting on a scale for the first time. You have to know who's here, you have to know in what category so that you can plan for them, both for the taxpayers and for the people who are going to be using the services, so that the school systems actually even have a chance to get better.
Well, they use it for aid numbers, that's for sure. All right, Jennifer, what do you want to lead with in this half hour?
Well, I was going with the Stanley Cup because
the Bruins won.
No, you wish.
I know they
do. I'm actually so happy. The St. Louis Blues, who, believe me, I would never cheer for when the Kings are playing them, but they won for the very first time. 52 years the St. Louis Blues have been a franchise, and it took them that long to win their first Stanley Cup. And this season was a pretty big, memorable one. At the end of January, the Blues were actually in last place in the NHL. They were 31 out of 31, and today they are planning their Stanley Cup parade. They had a coaching change. They had this rookie goaltender who I watched last night. He's fantastic, Jordan Binnington. It's his first year, and he led the Blues to their win in Game 7. The score was actually 4-0, I think, and then they pulled the goalie, and the Bruins were able to get a goal, so the final score was 4-1, and Binnington in December was the Blues' number 4 goalie, so he had quite a Cinderella season as well. So it doesn't mean just because you have a coaching change, just because you're feeling down halfway through the season, that this isn't possible. They got hot at the right time, so congratulations to St. Louis and certainly to the St. Louis Blues, and a special shout-out to Dave Taylor, who's their hockey operations guy, who's a friend and a former L.A. King for years and years and years and years. So,
well, one of the things that makes it disruptive is that it didn't happen in St. Louis. It happened in Boston.
It did. Yeah. So that happened a lot. It was very funny in St. Louis. They were all watching at the stadium together, even though there was no game on the ice. They were all watching there, so that's kind of fun.
You see the video of what the news stations were showing, and it wasn't just when you look around the group that was close in to where the team sits. There were a lot of Red Sox players there. There were Celtics players there. There were Patriots players who were there to cheer on the Bruins. That was kind of, and then at the end, they all went home sort of with their hat in their hand. But congratulations.
But Boston has had so many wins. The World Series and the Super Bowl all in the same year. Let everybody have a little fun.
You know, it would be fun to have various teams play against each other. That is, the Patriots play against the Bruins. Or the Red Sox play against the Celtics.
Ping pong?
That would be a good reality show, actually.
Championship ping pong on the DJV program, where it's time for us to get healthy the correct way, if you please. Yes, getting healthy, losing weight, feeling every morning like you are at your best. That's what happens when you follow the Calitrin program of weight loss. It's not a crash diet. There are no drugs involved at all. There are not even any stimulants involved in this program. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy way. And that's why when I say you lose weight safely, I certainly am a great example of that. Coming back from the winter at 184 and now down to 172, every night I do the same thing. Take 4 of these Calitrin capsules. I'm careful now about what I eat. No, I'm always, most of the time, careful about what I eat. Not always. Jennifer will tell you I like a little bit of sausage here and there. Yeah, I do that. But that's not going to take over my body. If I had one every day, it would. But I don't. Being careful about what you eat, being careful about what you put into your body, what you do with your body. And if you want to have that healthy feeling, get too much weight, you want to take your time, lose it the intelligent way, and keep it off with Calitrin, whose main ingredient is collagen, your body's number one protein. Energy galore, effective in maintaining weight control, all these things can be said about Calitrin. So how do you get it? You go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code, $10 off every bottle. This is the Father's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply. Use DJV for free shipping at toploss.com to lose the weight the right way. Toploss.com, code DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Admit to knowing this name, but not too much about her singing. We've talked about her here on the program before. Meghan Trainor in the musical spotlight as we get started in that portion of the program. Each hour we have a couple of stories about people important, music, songs, that sort of thing. And the Trainor story works itself around a social media post Meghan took to share some sad news that one of her biggest fans, somebody named Jalisa, has passed away. Is that how we pronounce it, would you think? J-A-L-I-S-A, Jalisa.
Your guess is as good as ours.
Yeah. She announced the news alongside 20-plus photos that she'd taken over the years with Jalisa. She writes, quote, "I'm so devastated by the news of my sweet Jalisa's passing. Since the very beginning of my career, I always had a beautiful, familiar face at every single show all over the world, supporting me and making me smile." So who does that? Is that healthy? That's like Roberta
Fassanelli. I don't know that she really means every single show. No. I think that would seem like difficult to do if you're a fan.
Yeah.
She went on, Meghan went on to say that Jalisa was more than just a fan, that she helped build a community of friends everywhere she went. The community is called Whale Box because growing up, Trainor had a whale mailbox. Okay. "I'll never forget Jalisa. She'll forever be a member of the Megatron family." She offered her condolences to Jalisa's family before sharing the National Suicide Lifeline number. It's 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-TALK, National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. She finished by saying, "We're stronger together. We need to support and look out for each other. Please know that whatever you're feeling, you're not alone. There are people that can help you." Brendan's fiance had a very close friend commit suicide over the weekend. And the situation was what you hear all too often. Kids this age in their 20s who can't seem to achieve what they think the expectations are. They end their lives.
And a lot of mental illness kicks in your early 20s, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the story from the Meghan Trainor camp. Moving on to some interesting news from the Spice Girls. Matter of fact, those of you who are fans, all right, everybody in the room that our virtual room that's a Spice Girls fan, raise your hand.
Me. Two hands up.
That's their hands. Paramount Animation, bringing some girl power to their next project. They have had a number of interesting hits lately. They've got mostly a female senior staff. They are developing a Spice Girls movie. All five members of the group, Scary, Baby, Sporty, Ginger, Posh, are on board. Simon Fuller is producing this. So Melanie Brown, Emma Button, Melanie Krisham. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Chisholm.
Is it Chisholm? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jerry Halliwell, Victoria Beckham. Feature is going to include Spice Girls classic hits and apparently some new songs as well. Studio is also working on a release of the SpongeBob movie, It's a Wonderful Sponge, coming out next spring, which has added Awkwafina, the from Crazy Rich Asians. Remember her? And
she's
Reggie
hilarious
Watts.
In that, yeah.
Yeah, the voice cast in that. This is the big money, and it's not a lot of work. These people that get hired to do this stuff.
It's a good time to do it, though, because that SpongeBob the Musical is actually, from most people I know who saw it, said it was the best musical they had seen of 2019.
Really?
I kind of want to see it.
People loved it. It was apparently a ton of fun, so this is a good time to make a movie.
Well, and one of the things that adds to the fun is that Cyndi Lauper is working on some original songs for the film as well. So there it is. That's the story of the next deal from this mostly female staff. Spice Girls movie coming up 28 past the hour here on the DJV program for this Thursday.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code D.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some say it's a startling admission. President Trump saying that he would probably listen if a foreign government was to offer him dirt on a political opponent. He made the admission in an interview with ABC News.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Any Democrats running for the White House and on Capitol Hill slamming the president for saying it, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who is challenging the president for the GOP nomination, says the president should resign for saying that. Two oil tankers have reportedly been attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Sources telling Reuters the crews were able to evacuate safely. There's no word on who may be responsible. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour on this Thursday. Yep, we're already at Thursday on the DJV program, described by one author as the scrappy little program that could and does, actually. It does. It could, it can, and it does deliver lots of things that make a lot of people's days a lot better. Info, personality, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with a couple of quickies here. You were talking about the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues, and the Blues having won. That was kind of interesting. Yesterday, during the day yesterday, before the game last night, there are all kinds of things that were focused on Bruins fever here in the Boston area. Frenzied pitch, Stanley Cup finals, and the examination by one person who looked at the team and said there was a lot we can learn from their chemistry and their teamwork, which I got a kick out of, because that's pretty much what you said, I think, all three of you, in a manner of speaking, Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, when we were talking about this. That's what you attributed to I think, Jennifer, you were more onto this, the St. Louis Blues. You kind of used those same phrases of changing the coach and how they play together. Isn't it interesting that someone would attribute that stuff to the Bruins, and yet then the team loses. You lose. Listen, even the best of people, teams, circumstances, companies lose. Everybody's not going to win. But I just thought I found
it. Went to Game 7. It's not like it was a blowout of a series.
It's a good series.
It's actually a good one.
It was a good series. President Trump says that he may grant temporary protection to the Venezuelans who are leaving that country. So is he going to take in the chops for offering it to the Venezuelans and not offering it to the rest of the people who say that they are coming from some of the Central American countries suffering the same sort of thing?
I don't think anybody's suffering like they are in Venezuela right now. Venezuela is completely corrupt. The average person has lost over 25 pounds under this new under this President Maduro.
It's called Venezuelan diet. That's the famous Venezuelan diet.
Yeah, there's no food on the shelves. They're not able to get their medications. I actually met a woman who was trying to get stuff to her mother, and it kept getting stolen. She would try to steal her. She would try to get her mother medications. It is very corrupt over there right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So maybe this has value. Everybody think this is a good idea?
I think our asylum program is great if there's family members for Venezuelans. I just think we need to put limits and caps on all of this stuff. We can't just have an open door or an overflowing bathtub, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you started to say something.
That was Jennifer.
Victoria.
I agree with Jen. We just have to. It's such a murky mess right now of who gets asylum and
who
doesn't. You know, to go back to your question when you said, is anyone suffering the way that Venezuelans are? There are larger numbers, certainly, of people suffering in that same way in Venezuela. There are other countries in South America where people are suffering similar fates and horrible violence that never even gets reported on the news up here. I think right now there's such a huge spotlight on Venezuela because of the two presidents who neither will give in and leave. They both say that they're the president. Nothing is ever going to get done until they figure out who actually is the president. So, it's a mess.
Well, I don't think it's the guy who's there now. It does seem to be the legit. It would seem if you kind of put two and two together.
Well, Maduro's not going anywhere, and then...
No. How do you get him out?
What's the other guy's name? Guaido?
Guaido.
He's the one who has the support of other countries, but... Yeah. What can we do? Are we going to storm in there? The sad thing was
Maduro was going to leave, and then Russia and Cuba told him not to, and they're the ones that are kind of propping him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mess.
In fact, the military around him is not Venezuelan military that's protecting him. It's Cuban military.
Oh, lovely. Why does they have a military?
They do.
They have ships and stuff, yeah. Speaking of that, a couple of oil tankers near the Straits of Hormuz reportedly attacked yesterday, an attack that left one ship ablaze, and sailors evacuated from both of the vessels. The Navy rushed into kind of ease tensions, whether they did or they didn't. The supreme leader in Iran, the Ayatollah, warned that while Tehran doesn't seek nuclear weapons, America could not do anything to stop it if it did. What a lying bastard. Of course that's what they're doing, and they've been doing it all along. They get tired of reading this crap from these people or hearing the stories about it. It's a dangerous situation. These kind of things are always dangerous. All right, Victoria, what do you have that's good, bad, or indifferent? It's not indifferent, or you wouldn't be talking about it.
I think it's really good. Once again, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and her new pal Ted Cruz have found yet another issue that they actually agree on, and this time it's on birth control. And so they seem to be... It's kind of funny. They seem to be tweeting at each other a lot, and then which I think it's great actually because it's having the left and the right come together. It sparks a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
The fact that this is the second issue now that they have brought up on Twitter and have agreed on, this time with birth control, they both seem to agree that it should be available over the counter without a prescription. I am 100% for that. I have been for that for a long time, and so the FDA basically has to step in and grant permission to sell contraceptives over the counter.
That's the question.
I think it's less about the FDA and it's a lot more about the drug companies that make it, because they would make so much more money through prescriptions, because if you have a, most insurance doesn't even cover the birth control pill anyway, and it's expensive. So if they put it over the counter, they would have to lower the price. So, you know, we all know with Big Pharma that it would, who knows how they would feel about that.
I don't have there's no stigma for me with people who take birth control. I've had to take it. I've actually had to take it for medical reasons, but it's still, but I've also had a lot of side effects with it. I actually had to go off of birth control pills because I was having side effects from it, including like a spiking blood pressure, all these different things. My concern would be if people are taking it over the counter that there are going to be a lot of people who are either going to end up sick or killing themselves because they're not getting medical treatment that goes along with something that's pretty powerful. These are powerful hormones that you're taking to kind of disrupt the flow of fertility. So I mean, obviously it's about ease of access and I'm for that. I don't know if I like the idea of people taking this without medical supervision.
Well, if something, how much medical supervision is there really when it comes to that?
Well, I know that when I was prescribed it, I had to come in every 3 months or so, and they would check me out, or at least every 6 months.
Wow,
and
I've never heard of that. Most people,
But here's why, because mine was being, I was treating a condition. It wasn't necessarily for birth control. And so I was being checked on. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm not, I would be the exception, but it seems a little weird that you wouldn't have doctor supervision with it.
Well, I'm just curious. Would you have gone on birth control to treat that condition if it hadn't been recommended to you from a doctor?
You know, there's a lot. So actually, the answer is maybe, because I hate going to the doctor, and I like to self-diagnose myself. And so I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And so my mom had suggested that I get checked out for that. And sure enough, I had it, and the doctor prescribed it. And then that was where the follow-up came from. But knowing me, if I was convinced that I had something to avoid the doctor at all costs, which I like to do, I might have just gone and bought it over the counter.
Yeah, I'm just curious how many people, if they were in some kind of pain, if how many people would go on birth control to try and fix that problem as compared to just taking another kind of medication like a Tylenol or something else that you could just get in the aisle. I don't know. For me personally, if I was having, and I don't mind going to the doctor, I've never had to treat another condition with birth control, but I feel like that wouldn't be my first choice to treat it with the birth control that I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, there are a lot of other drugs that, like, I take Flonase every day. That used to only be available by prescription. So
there are
a lot of things that, you know, that
Allegra. But I think that when you're, it seems that there's more side effects, at least just for me. Maybe I just had a bad experience, but I know that I couldn't have taken these birth control pills without medical supervision. That it's not like me going to the drugstore and getting Allegra, which used to be prescription. I can take that, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of side effects. People do have side effects with birth control.
A learning conversation for me. I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, so I just kept quiet listening to you. Very informative, very interesting. I can only tell you that maybe two that I know of that I've been involved in over the years have taken birth control. One of them was to keep from getting pregnant. The other one was to, as you've described, have a medicinal benefit from it. And she started taking birth control when she was 18. Her mother didn't know it. She managed somehow or other to get a hold of it and became sexually active, but then found out that she needed it for other reasons. So that
I think a lot of women have been in that same boat. Yeah. The birth control pill, this is what incenses me when so many people want to go after Planned Parenthood. The birth control pill has so many health benefits that so many women need it to make it through the day because of pain, endometriosis, PCOS, like Jen was talking about. There's so many conditions that have nothing to do with sex.
There's a lot of ignorance that comes with
I'm
sorry to say. Here's a tip of the hat to a gentleman named Craig Johnson. He has been on the radio in a market where we are for 40-some-odd years, retiring after being on the same station with the same job at the same time. Not often do you hear stories like that. Missoula Broadcasting, which carries this program on one of its AM stations, this fellow works on the FM station in Missoula, Montana. So imagine that. Think about it, all of you. Will you be on the air 40-some-odd years? On the same, I'm working on 32 years doing a morning syndicated program, but make 40 years. There's something to aim for. amongst other things, perhaps. Today is Random Acts of Light Day, started by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest voluntary health agency for blood cancer. Random Acts of Light Day exists to bring light to those suffering from the darkness of cancer. Celebrities often make surprise visits to patients and survivors of blood cancer to lift them up and bring them random acts of light, kindness. There's no need for one to be famous, though, in order for you to do something to help. Anybody can do it. The day creates awareness, educates the public about the need to fund research for blood cancer so that patients will have access to life-saving treatments. You may think that that's pretty easy to do, but it isn't for a lot of people. These cancers, by the way, are the third most common, most deadly cancers in the U.S. Someone dying in this country from this problem every 9 minutes. 160 people a day die from leukemia blood cancer. About 1.3 million people suffer from some form of blood cancer. What I know about leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, is that how you pronounce it? I think it is. That it's more treatable, or there is more success in the recent years in treating this than there has been in the past. So,
stem cell. My friend's mom has one of these blood cancers, and she's going through a tough time right now, and she's a candidate for the stem cell replacement therapy, so that might be the next step for her.
In sports, the name Larkin Dash, D-A-S-C-H, one of the many people pursuing an MMA dream. She is not a fighter in her regular job. As a matter of fact, she's a waitress at Hooters. She's going to debut this Friday, her first MMA fight against a lady named Valerie Lareda. But you look at, I mean, you see the activity, the pictures of people in these fights, and then you look at some of the people. I'm looking at this woman. I don't understand how she musters up. She doesn't look like somebody that'd go into the ring and beat the hell out of somebody else. And I think that's the sort of strange part of all of this. Why do you want to do it? Another question. Fame, glory, attention, whatever. So there's that. Jennifer, I bet you have some interesting things to tell us about what's on the TV schedule for tonight.
Please. If it's not interesting, you're just not listening hard enough. All right. Baskets is new tonight on FX. It's the season premiere of the Zach Galifianakis show. This is season number 4. Louis Anderson plays the mom in this particular series. Alex Morris is in it. Gets a lot of critical acclaim. Baskets, new tonight, season premiere, FX at 10 o'clock. On Cinemax, they have a series premiere of a show called Jet. This one kind of piqued my interest. This is about a woman who goes far beyond the description of criminals. This is a thriller. She's a world-class criminal, ex-con, risk-taker, and master of disguise. They say that her character is akin to something you might see a young Clint Eastwood play. So you can check that out. A brand new series on Cinemax called Jet at 10 o'clock. For the sports fans amongst us, the NBA playoff continues tonight. Toronto Raptors against the Golden State Warriors. It's from the Oracle Arena on ABC. You can check that out. CBS has got a new episode of Life in Pieces at 9:30, followed by a new episode of Elementary at 10. CW has a new In the Dark at 9 o'clock. And that's going to do it. I think they'll have some golf on Fox tonight as well, with the U.S. Open in full swing. So, yeah,
are there more
check that out.
Things,
a big night for sports fans.
That's what I was going to say. My question, actually. More sports things in prime time this time of year than at other times of year, it would seem.
Yeah, a lot of things are coming to an end and winding up. That's right. Winding
10
up.
Before the hour on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
JV program. Happy to have Victoria Keelan here with her expertise in technology to get going. Facebook is at it again, but this is it looks like a helpful situation, Victoria, is it?
Yeah, this is a good one. So Facebook, starting immediately, if you have a Facebook page, if you are in the Chicago, New York City, San Francisco, Baltimore, or Washington, D.C. areas, if you indicate on Facebook that you would like to be a blood donor, then they will hook you up with nearby blood centers, and they'll be able to send you a notification of where to go. And it's intended to help blood centers address chronic and seasonal shortages. Apparently, in the winter, I didn't know that there were seasons for when blood banks actually find that they have shortages, but I guess in the winter and in the summer they have extreme shortages. People just do not donate blood in the winter or in the summer. So the spring and the fall are their big seasons, and the CDC estimates that 17.2 million units of blood are transfused every year from 13 million donors. However, blood does have a limited shelf life, and hospitals and healthcare centers are constantly in need of a fresh supply, which is why I guess Facebook has gotten involved. And they say 69% of U.S. adults use Facebook, and so instead of traditionally advertising on TV and radio and flyers and things like that, that's normally how blood banks try to reach people. They find that maybe partnering with Facebook will make it easier for people to find where to go and to kind of, you know, plead their case and say why donating blood is so important. And so the good thing is Facebook has partnered with only recognized blood donation centers. So the Red Cross, Vitalant, the New York Blood Center, things like that. Everything is legit. So if you do get sent to one of these places through Facebook, then you can at least trust that they have been vetted. So the notifications on Facebook will go out to people who have actually indicated that they're willing to donate. So it's not just going to be, they won't be harassing you if you don't want to donate blood. But if you do say that you want to, then Facebook will make it easier for you. So I think that that's actually a good thing. It's going to roll out nationally in the next few weeks. But starting right now, if you are in any of those major cities, you can donate blood. And it is the summertime now, so they have a shortage.
Yep, sure do, all summer long. Here's some more good news. This is for those interested in a vacation on the space station.
The Geek Out.
Would you like to vacation in space? Well, NASA has announced plans to open up the availability for two private astronauts to stay at the International Space Station for up to 30 days. The fee? $35,000 a day, and that doesn't even cover the cost of getting there, which would be paid in the millions to SpaceX or another private agency with the appropriate spacecraft. Only seven private astronauts have ever stayed at the ISS. Once there, there's no lounging about. You're put to work on something related to the station, and you also have to pass a fitness and medical test. And if you're interested and got a few million bucks laying around, we've posted a link to the requirements to go to the space station on Twitter at The Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
All right, let's get to the next item of interest from Airbnb. There's every time I turn around, there's some controversy about Airbnb. This is not about controversy.
This is not a controversial one.
No,
this is a good one.
This is
kind of
silly.
If you've ever dreamed of living like the Avengers, you can actually vacation like one. The cabin that serves as a home for Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, and it was also the site of his funeral in Avengers Endgame, spoiler alert, it's available to rent now on Airbnb. According to the listing, it's a three-bedroom, three-bath cabin in Fairburn, Georgia, which is about 20 minutes from the Atlanta airport. Guests have access to the entire home. It sleeps up to six. And amenities include the pond that was also seen in the movie during the funeral scene especially. The cabin sits on a private property on an 8,000-acre farm, which is typically rented out for horse-riding events. But now that the movies have become so popular, the assistant manager said from the farm that they've been so overwhelmed with emails and requests from Airbnb that they just decided to change everything about the listing. And now it's, of course, more expensive. It's $800 a night. But that's not bad, actually, when you consider that six people can sleep there for $800 a night. It has a three-night minimum, and it, of course, was recently updated because of the popularity. But apparently other things have been filmed at this cabin, too. I didn't see Black Panther, but I guess the cabin was also used in Black Panther and a movie called The Mule, which I think that was the one with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
and so it's a pretty famous cabin
location
at this point.
Scouters are very interesting how they work. The other thing that comes from technology, the question is, we're done here, were all those people at the funeral really there?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.